This week, next week.
Oh yeah, well, we're going up Friday morning after.
Right? It's not a forum on upcoming Shabbaton, okay?
We should have one at some point.
Okay, but not now. I didn't say we shouldn't have. I said this is not the forum for the next upcoming Shabbaton. You're not.
Stay after 1:30.
And
fucking school
1:40.
Yeah. Who are you? Don't jinx it. You can take the 1:40, we'll leave one
there. It's about once we finish at 1:40.
When's the test?
What's
the test? Next week, Mitzvah will have Hazara. The test will be the following week.
Sunday.
Okay, but Isaac, we want something. Where are we?
Yeah.
Shlokish?
Shlokish.
Yeah? Shimon Lokish Amar. Kanja Shachad Mokum Khatach. Kanja Shachad Shloim Mokum Khatach. Shachad Mokum Khatach. Nipsla Beshchiti. Shloim Mokum Khatach. Idabracha Garmo. Liposa. Dami. Says Rashi. Strange Gemara. Shlokish of the Rashi. Like this, the Eila Suris. You don't have to answer Eila Suris. You have a steer from the Eila Trafis. You have a steer from Eila Trafis to us. So we say, Kan Shokha, the guy who says the guy is, Kan Shokha Mokha Tach, Lema. I see in the Hocha, the Shokha Mokha Tach, the Mokham Shinipsak, Roy Magageres, Kvar. We once mentioned that in this Rashi's Mashma, that the Gemara's Shaila originally was only from Tzubis Gageres and not from the Kubis HaBeshet. Because that's Rashi is saying, L'chaira, that Rashi's Masnis L'Hoch, Shachar, Mokham Chadak, and therefore, the Mokham Shinifsak, Rav Gageres, that's why it's a problem. Shaking over there is as Mashma Chayy. The whole kashan, the kashan in Paris and Gemara, is a gabe sukas gageres, and you have to have the Gemara mentioned to discuss the Vashem, right? And Rashi, because Rashi Mashma that the whole issue is about the gageres, and you have to have the Bas Gersa, the first Rashi, top of the page, in the Kubas Habeshet, up sukas hagageres. Like Kais is bad, someone the Dimas on the base of an olive in the bottom, Ramidu Eil Trafis, Behema, Elbir Behema, Pesukas Gagar. Anyway, that's your major point. Point is, though, what is the Gemara's Teretz? What is the Shlokish Teretz? Now, what? The difference is where you shechted. If you shechted below or above, then it's just the Shail of a Trafa. Pesukas
Gagar was like broken in half for you?
What?
Pesukas Gagar meant it was broken in half?
At least, right.
Like it wasn't like pulled out, right?
Sukkos means it's cracked, it's cut. It's cut. The Gagaris is cut. Okay? So if you shecht it in that spot, then the problem with the Shechita. So Mela, that's our mission, it says it's Nevela. If you shecht it somewhere else, then it's just a Trefa and a Chaya, and they had the Shechita. Very interesting. Idea that even though the simen was cut, even though the simen, Roiber Simen, Roiber Gageres, is cut, still Shayach Shechita. Still Shayach Shechita below. According to Rish Lakish, we want to say now. Now, even though the Gemara has a problem, what's the Gemara's problem with it? I mean, the Shechita will be mitaren the Nevela, yeah? Right? The Shechita, even though it's a treifa, and Manali is a treifa, Roiv of the Simon was cut, still, it's Shayach Shechita. Still, Shayach Shechita below or above. Now, the question that Irish Lokish holds that you need Shechita Mefaras. Yeah, Lokish himself holds you need Shechita Mefaras. Over here, in the Shech below, it's not Mefaras. Rashi was already Shechted somewhere else, and it's not going to be taught. Someone answered that if you hold that there's a shita that if the you know shkuma for us is a problem in even for us, but and if it's cut above or below it's a problem. But if you shech the whole simen, then the second time you shech the whole simen, then it's not a problem. So you have to say maybe here tuma you go to kipta and say tuma you shech the whole simen all the way through, and then like we said then it's quite for us. Even though it was cut above and below. But anyway, the point is, we're saying that it would be a shechita. And then what was Gemara's answer? So what's the Gemara's whole problem with this? That Rish Lakish sheet is, Rabbi Yisai, that once you shechted the simen, then it's command the manach b'dekula. Says Rashi. Ach nitvareya ben shechitas kana l'shechitas habeshet al makiv and the reya tluya b'kana v'nishchat hakana. As if it's removed from the behema and it's sitting there in a basket. But Sulei Mitzvah, but it's not shayach. It's not shayach treifas. You make a hole in the reya as if the reya is not in the body anymore. You make a hole in the reya; it's not in the body. It doesn't make it a treifa. Gabe pasak ubasayv shachanami kiva the ruba nifsaka, since even though it wasn't shechted, that's interesting over here, yeah, even though it wasn't shechted, but effectively, mitzad the chiyas, the same thing was done. Kim the ruba nifsaka, the psukas gageres berubahu. If we're talking about psukas gageres, the psul, the treif of the psukas gageres, is obviously berived. That's the neveshet and the gageres. So meila habla kamachad bekula. So meila. Even the ray is command of the kula, Koshkin the simon itself is command the man from the kula, Meshub ain't a bet la behema zoo, Meshashchit el simon echot. Uba ain't a yait simon ain't a veil. So now, all it has is one simon. All it has is one simon. That's not going to be made simon ain't a veil, according to the shayv, that you need two simonis. Right? So if Bishlam and Bishlokish didn't hold it as far as command the man from the kula, then okay, suffice, you shechted. You shechted to blow the treifus, add the shem shechita, and meila, it's not a problem. But if you say command the mancha, meila, it's as if it's not here. Like Rashi says, Kili only have one simon left. Meila, one simon is not matayim den meila, according to Bishayv, even according to Bishayv, is maskan. Now, Rabbi Kveger over here is mayor, they have the fidashitas, and the kubas habeshet. Is in the Vela. We had a little bit of discussion about that. Whether Kumas Habeshet is in the Vela, Jesus Rashi is in the Vela, the Rishonim and the Ben Tama is not in the Vela, the Rambam Pashtus is the Mechayim. In the Rambam was a question if the Rambam, according to Shachna, Kitzur. Hagbanim Nekubas Haveshe. Yeah? If not for the fact, it was Keman Demanchen Bekul over here. Right? Well, what is Halacha? If not for the fact that it's Keman Demanchen Bekul, yeah, it would have been okay. Right? Shlokesh says it would have been okay. The Shech, the Kana, even though the Tzuka, yeah, Shlomo, even though the Tzuka's got Garris over here, right of the Kana was cut, not Beshchita, so you could still Shech underneath it, and that would be Matarim Dein Avail. Correct? So now, so Nekubas Habeshet, so why should it be an Avail? Why is the Kubas Habeshet the problem? Yeah, why is it an Avela? Because you can't check. Right, but what did Rashi say? What's the problem with Kubas Habeshet? No? What? Well, Rashi said, because Israel and Malkim Shita, and we explain, we explain that what? Why is it? What's the problem? Because the ma'aser, you don't have a shechita. Yeah, you don't have a shechita of the whole sinner. Because part of it is already cut. Whatever explanation you want. Yeah. But mekubas haveshet, what's the problem? Because you can't do shechita. Why is it an avail? No, it's not if it's an avail mechayim. Why is it an avail after it dies? Because you can't do shechita on it. A male, it's an avail, right? So question is. But if we see Rish Lakish, yeah? If we see Rish Lakish, that what? That by Psukas Gagaris. So there is no difference, yeah, between Psukas Gagaris and the Kubas Habeshet. So by Psukas you could check underneath it according to Rish Lakish. If not for the fact there was a problem of man to man with the Kula, yeah? You could be Matayim with that. Even the Kana itself, that Simon itself, you could check, right? So now, by the Kubas Habeshet, what's the problem? Why can't you check the Veshet underneath it? Why can't you check the Veshet underneath it? Krager said that what? He said even the man, the Omar, that a Kubas Habeshet is not in the Veila. The Yishechta over there is the Vela. And but Yishechta below, that's when that Mandama, the Rabbeinu Tam, hold is not the Vela. And that's when Rashi says that it is the Vela.
It was a different reasoning, no?
One second, right? You're in the wrong person, yeah? And you're in the wrong Shita, in that Mekrager. So now he's asking, okay, you're going to ask in Rashi. Mishita's Rashi and company. Let's say that Mekubas Habeshet is in the Vela. Yeah? Why is it available? Because you can't check the Veshet. You can't check the Veshet once it has a hole. One second, you can't check the Veshet once it has a hole. Correct? Is that what the Kubas Habeshet means? Yes. Okay, so now if I have a Psukas Gargaris, so why there could I check it? Why am I seeing puzzle faces of it? Because it's more caution, right? What? Holds of what?
We have Kubas Habeshet being the trade
of Nevela. I don't understand you. Is the Mechoik is a Meroim and the Kubas Habeshet is a trade for Nevela? The Mechoik is Rishayim. Yes? The Rishayim is saying it's a Nevela. What? Mechtei is Rishlokish. I don't understand you. There's no Gemara about it. Yeah? There's no Gemara. Yeah? It's a Rashi. Rashi inside, that's what it is. So now, so but by seeing Rish Lakish, how the hole is not like that. The Svar Rish Lakish is not like that. So who's arguing? We didn't see someone on the page here that's arguing on Rish Lakish on this Lakuta. The whole Bikuach with Rish Lakish is that Rish Lakish is Dasai. There's command the Mamakua, Mamela, you can't say that. That's a technical problem in Rish Lakish. But that's going to be said in Rish Lakish. No one's arguing. So forget about Sukkot Gagaris. Let's apply Rish Lakish Yisoid to Nekubas Habeshet. Isaiah Fekir McCraig is. Isaiah Kasha, no? Huh? What's your problem, Gabi?
No, because didn't we say Chayesh and whatever, the Yechias said the problem, why is it in the, sorry, in the veil, in Kibbutz HaVeshem, why is it in the veil? He said, because the second you have a Kibbutz HaVeshem, so when you fall, it takes out the Chayas.
All the Chayas? I never said that.
You said it's something on the Chayas, and
no, I said that, that we said, we said that there's a hole here. Yeah? And may have you're going to shech, so the Chayas is going out with that hole, yeah?
Yeah.
Even on the same place.
I'm not taking out the whole
not the whole chiyuv with the shechita.
Right.
Okay, well, great. Okay, now. Think for a second, okay? By Pesukas Gagaris. The Kubas Aveshet is worse than Pesukas Gagaris? The Mishnah in Maseches Chulin, Perek Eil Treifes. The Eil Treifes. The Kubas Aveshet, Pesukas Gagaris. Yeah? Is Pesukas Gagaris, we shech, where Roiv of the Kona is cut. Is that less chias is going out with that than the kudas haba? Then you have a pinhole in the veshet. You have reason to say that. You have a right to say that.
I mean, I don't know. I'm saying like, why? Because the second the kudas haba,
again, I don't understand you. The same cheshbon you have by day, why don't you have the same thing over here? The kudas haba is a treifa, right? Right. And we're saying that it's a treifa, but males, it's going to be an unveiled, so you can't check, right? It's not going to be veiled mechay. That's with the treifa, yeah. Since it has a hole, so you can't check that sin, okay? Because the chiyas is going, like you said, ultimately chiyas is going out with the shechita with the hole. And by Pesukas Gagaris, 51% of the Gagaris is chopped. Yeah, and I want to shech it again. So then you're not going to say the same problem that some of the chiz is going out with the Pesukas Gagaris with the shechita. You're not going to say the same judgment. I have no reason to think that more chiz is going out. They're both treifa. One second.
You don't
say Rishlokish to Chiyas Shechita? What? You know what Rabbi Yehuda, you still Rishlokish
to Rabbi
Shechem Rishim, and that's it. Well, Rishlokish holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So why do we hold like that? We hold not like that. Rashi and Rishlokish is Machlokish of Huna and Rabbi Yehuda.
Why would Pesukas Gagaris be Nevela according to that? Or you could, if the problem is that you can't do Shechita, and here we're saying you could do Shechita, so why is Pesukas Gagaris, why would that be Nevela?
I don't understand what you're saying.
We're saying that Nekuvas HaVeshet can't be
Nevela.
We're saying the reason Nekuvas HaVeshet can't be Nevela is because there is something that you
according can do. I don't understand you. Rish Lakish is explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Susa Geras is saying that it doesn't mean Nevela. It's not Nevela. Rish Lakish was saying it's not Nevela.
Okay, then
why is it? Why? Because you're not checking below, the Seder. I don't know you want that. And Avesh also didn't check. If you didn't check below, it'll be a problem. Talk about when you're shechting below, you're not shechting in the makam and ekev, you're not shechting the makam of the psuka. That's what we want to know. And that's why even the kuvas haveshet is also a traitor. But do you have reason to say that? Even that an akuvas haveshet, more chiyas goes out than psukas gagaris mechtes. They're both trade. Okay. What are you showing from that Rashi? I know psukas gagaris need roim and the akuvas haveshet. It's enough even in akuva. But that's the reason. Say that you don't see from there. You don't see from there that even a pinhole in the veshet is worse. But anyway, the svar is that when you're shechting, you're being with starif, the fact that it's going out of that, the chiz is also going out of that hole. Yeah? So the chiz, it is a treifa, hello? Is it a treifa? Suk the ger, is it a treifa? Okay, so that means the chiz is going out? So you're being with starif, you're shechting with the hole. So you're not shechting right. What? It's a kashki. It's worse, right? It's worse. And still, Rabbi Shlokesh says it's kosher. You're right. It's worse. 100%. You're right. It's worse. A kashki is fair. No. Right there. Right there. It's not said it. Oh, Elmai, what's up, Rabbi Yechanan? Okay, so we knocked out Rish Lakish. Elmai, Rabbi Chiyah, Barab, Rabbi Yechanan, Kasha, Kan Kaimir, Chazara, Kan Lach, Chazara, Chayin's favorite Gemara, Mishnah, Azazim, Kaima, says Rashi. What? Elmai, Rabbi Yechanan, Mishnah, Zu.
What's
the answer? What's the answer
for
Kasha? I don't have an answer. Okay, doesn't give an answer.
Does it give an answer?
No.
Sorry, King.
I wish I had an answer. I thought it was a great question. No. Elam Rav Yechon, the Rashi, Mishnah Zudei L'Trevis, Rav Yechibi, Amra, Chayim Shechazet Baim, Mishnah Seim L'Kanu Yi, Mahoidid Lawyer Rav Yechibi, Lacha Chazar. Yeah. Mishnah Zudei L'Trevis, Acha Shanishnah is a base of Medrash, what's the half minute? They didn't forget it, like, whatever. I don't know what was forgetting coming like. Because it's crazy, that's what they like, forget it. Like, you know,
yeah,
like,
forget about it, yeah, whatever.
You have a certain amount of, you know, just like. No, at the next thing, like, crew, they were not accurate. Say it. Okay. And after Shchazim and Rekiva, Chazim and Shanu. Originally it was Rabbi Kiva, even though he changed his mind, but we kept it in for old time's sake. And now Rashi's bothered, this mission is first. So Mela, how can you tell me that mission is before the Chazara? Says Rashi, ain't say the Mishnah. There's no order in the Mishnayis. Akad b'chad m'sech taminon. B'fnei edem, yeshe edem Mishnayim, m'sitana v'achah b'chaykes. B'chad v'achah stam. B'chad v'chad m'sidura, m'shun m'chaykes v'achah stam. B'chad v'chad stam. Avo mil yachronayis, elo kapnin asidra. So, Yitzer. You know, here that's... Tzada. Amen, amen. Our tzadar, it was just from Akiva, and still it says there's a stam. Where does it get the stam out of? The stam out of Lakers. What? Here's also, Rashi says the ain't say that Imam Masechta, the Yeshay of the Mishnah is only when it's a shah of the stam of Lakers. Here is also a stam of Lakers. Say it. What? No, but yeah, it's a gay.
No, it's not stam.
Before
why is it stam?
The mission El Trev is stam.
It was chozer.
But the mission is stam. Yes. Before he was chozer. Before he was chozer, it was stam. Before he was chozer, it was machlekes. Before he was chozer, it was still machlekes.
He was chozer. If he took it back.
What?
Was the svara to say that Avach is like that?
But
he himself said not like that. It's Rabbi Kiva and Chacham.
But at that point, it was Machlaikis, and he wasn't Chayzer. When the Mishnah was read, yeah? When the Mishnah was learned, at that point, there was a Machlaikis and there was a Stam. Correct? Why is Milch Hanais? I'm asking, why is Milch Hanais? But at that point when they read the mission, he wasn't Chayzer, otherwise he wasn't there. We're not saying that they just, I really don't believe this mission right anyway, just confuse anybody. Just confuse everybody. Just
the
confuse Chaim. Give Chaim an assignment to, you know, keep on his head.
Yeah.
Right.
Why isn't there a question of why you keep it, saying this? Why is it a question
that
we should have worked before? It should be a question of why
isn't
it still.
If you see the Gemara is always Zazim Kain. Mishnah is Zazim Kain. Why? I'm
not
asking Kain.
Kain is. You see, it's not cheap anymore. So why are we going to keep that Mishnah?
Okay, so That's not to do with and the Rashi. Rashi is asking. No, Rashi is saying that Rashi is asking more fundamentally, telling me that Be'etzem, that Mishnah was before the Chazara. He was Chayzer on that Lamed Beis, and Mem Beis, he's still before the Chazara. That's Rashi's bother. Rashi is saying Zayd la Mishnah. Now, why the Gemara keeps it in, even though he was Chayzer, I don't know. Ask fine. I don't know. Sure, I don't know why we can't fit it. Just to confuse us. Anyway, right, so let's get going here. Okay, so we have a sugya here about the svar of mancha v'dikula. Says the Gemara, Guf Amr Shlakish, Shachez Akonir, by saying, V'charkach nikva hareya, k'sheira. Amr Rava, lo Amr b'shim alakish, el bereya, hal v'chay reya, tli v'kana. Mel's command the mancha v'dikula, mel's achayach, to make a trade for. Avo b'nei ma'ayim loy. So what does it mean b'nei ma'ayim loy? What does it mean b'nei ma'ayim loy? Says Rashi. Avo b'nei ma'ayim loy. Im nikvoy b'nei ma'ayim ben kano veshet. Ach hashchid zakana. Trefa. Chiyus is b'nei ma'ayim loy b'kana toli el b'veshet. This is a very important Rashi. That b'nei ma'ayim loy. Right, you could have learned the Gemara. The Bnei Ma'im Loi means if you shech the veshed, you don't say the same thing by the kana. You could have learned. The Gemara says, okay, Loi Amr Shlokish El Bereya, Hoyo V'chaye Reyet Loi B'kana. So if you shech the kana, then you poke the hole in the reya, it's not going to make a treifa. Avo Bnei Ma'im Loi. What does that mean? You could have learned the Gemara. And Shidun Bet says, once learned the Gemara that way, according to the Ran. That's Rashi. We'll see what I mean in a minute. That the Gemara means, this whole bit is only by the Kano and the Yachas to the Reya, but not the Kano, not the Veshet with the Yachas to the Bnei Ma'ayim. The rule of Rish Lakish, of command the Manach B'dikula, maybe only applies to the Reya, and not to the Bnei Ma'ayim. That's how one could learn the Gemara. And we'll see in the Hamishah. But Rashi Beferish does not like that.
What's the difference?
We'll say it. Rashi Beferish does not like that. Rashi says, no, Bnei Ma'ayim ben kana l'veshe. When we say Bnei Ma'ayim lo, he's talking about you cut the kana, that same, you cut did the shechit on the same simen. Narvas, instead of poking a hole in the ray, you poked a hole in the intestines. And then the intestines nakam on the nakam with the kula, yeah, because of the shechita of the kana. Says Rashi, why? The chus the bnei ma'ayim loy b'kana tali el b'vesh. Is that you with us?
Yeah, but I'm saying, why would you learn? How would you learn the
kula all the way? Bnei ma'ayim loy.
Yeah, right.
If you shechted the vesh. And you poke a hole in the name of him, it's not going
to,
it'll be straight.
Right.
What do you ask me?
The first way around, why would you learn the
Gemara
like that?
Why can't, why not? Have a B'nai Ma'im Loi. Why not? B'nai Ma'im Loi.
Just talking about when you're shechting
the Veshet. The B'nai Ma'im Loi.
It's talking about when you're shechting the kana already.
Okay, I didn't say it's Pashup Shad. I said there is another way of learning the Gemara. Rational is not like that. I'm not trying to push the pshat. I'm just saying that there's two ways to read the Gemara. And I don't know if I would have said it on my own, but the Shita says that way. Rather chash of a Jew. Yeah. Now, but Rashi is clear. Not only is not learning the Gemara that way, but the halacha is wrong. Yeah. If you want mechal between, poking a hole in the ray after you shech the kana, poking a hole in the bnei ma'ayim after shech the veshet. Yeah, Chayyim Rashi is saying, come out the fair is not like that. Rashi infers, not like that at least, at this point. One second. Rashi says, why? Why Dafka the Reya, not the Bnei Ma'ayim? Because the Chiyas of the Reya is telling the Kana. It's male to command the Mancha B'dikula. But the Chiyas of the Bnei Ma'ayim Rashi doesn't say it's not tolling the kana. Rashi says it's tolling the veshet, which would be mashma that you shechted the veshet, just like and you poked a hole in the mayim. Just like if you shechted the kana, you made a hole in the reya, we say it's not trey. So too, if you shechted the veshet, made a hole in the mayim, also won't be trey because it's mayim to command the machbukula, just because the same as fara. Because we see that whatever if you shechted whatever the chias is tolling in, then it's command the machbukula. That ulchayr would be very clear in Rashi.
Maybe it's kosher
because
he finished the
shechita
already.
If you start in the
Vesha. Rashi
doesn't say that. No, Rashi says the Vesha is always after the
Kana. I didn't read that part of Rashi yet. I don't understand that. I didn't read that Rashi. Am I being right from that part of Rashi? I said, I brought it right and Rashi says that the chis of the Bnei Mayim is telling the Vesha. That's all I said. Now, Rashi goes on. Rashi goes on. Lo'olam der kana lishachet tchila, v'fishu samach lahar, v'veshet samach mafrekes. What does Rashi want? What does Rashi want with this? Lo'olam der kana lishachet tchila, v'fishu samach lahar, v'veshet samach mafrekes. Chayr Pashup Shan Rashi. Pashup Shan Rashi. Is Rashi is bavarning why is Rish Lakish only talking about the making a hole in the Reya after you shechted the Kana? Why does Rish Lakish also talk about making a hole in the Bnei Mayim after you shechted the Beshet? Why is he only discussing the case of the Reya and the Kana? Why is it discussed the Bnei Mayim vis-a-vis the Veshe? So that's what Rashi says. That's an Enechanami. The reason why Rish Lakish is talking about the Kana and the Reya, because the Kana comes first. No, the Namal Shchit is you shech the Kana, then you shech the Veshe. So therefore Rish Lakish is only talking about that case. He's talking about that case. Benachnami. That's him. The same thing would apply. The same thing would apply if you shechted the veshet first, and you poked the hole in the Bnei Mayim, would also be kosher. That's the chayra, the mashmoyis of this Rashi. Right. That's why we're talking about the kana, not the veshet. Now. Problem is, so Fizet, right? There's no difference between the Kana and the Rei and the Veshet and the Bnei Mayim. That's what the Rashi speaks out of Farish. That's what Rashi speaks out of Farish. He says it on the next Gemara. He says it. Their masal. Let's just read another two lines. Masal of Zera. So I'm sorry. Let's come on. The words of Bnei Mayim. Says the Rashba. What are we talking about? Like Rashi, if you shot this a kana, then the make a hole of Bnei Mayim, it's not going to be kosher. Aval says the Rashi. Shachas a veshet. Speaks out beferish. Rashi inferred. The Rashi is a beferish. Aval shachas a veshet. Have ibcha. The awesome lame or shlokish. The knock for sharp ne mayim. Ksheira. Hol v'chai ne mayim. Flui beveshet. Aval rei eloi. Then it'll be the opposite. So in other words, if you shech the kana, you made a hole in the rei, then it's not a trait. But if you shech the kana, you made a hole in the bnei mayim, then it is trait. And then farakert, if you shech the veshet, then you made a hole in the bnei mayim. It's kosher, you made a hole in the reya, it'll be trey. That's the Rashba. The Rashba speaks out. Now, the Ran, unfortunately, says not like that, but that's Rashi. So just took a pellet. Yeah. He has Rashi and Lamed Gimel, which might not be so muchach. Come on, the Ran sounds like this. First, the Ran has a chiddush before we get to the Rashi. When the Gemara says, has a shita, and not only if you poke a hole in the reya after you shech the konitz, it's not trade. And huadin, the liver and the heart, which are also connected to the kana. Kana splits up into many pipes. One of them goes to the heart, one goes to the liver, etc. Find the picture books. Yeah? What? Why is it chiddush? Well, first, now it's a chiddush, we're not arguing. To be down a sheep, no, I guess the lungs, yeah? The lungs is your breathing instrument. Yeah? That's more connected to the funnel, which is the ear coming in. The rest of them is more direct. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, the chomash kol bereya, the kana chius emenu. Well, the whole thing is command the man chabedikula. Yeah, al benayim loy shei benayim pluy mel bebeshet. Look, al shokas bebeshet, not benayim sheira. Oh, 1 second. Yeah, because bebeshet fine, like Rajma said, ain't mechubeli loy mebelev command the malchim chabedikula dami. The Hachi, Arei Behema Meisel Gamri, Veikat Yirenu, Ach Kachshit Zaveshet. Yeah? The Ran, Iran, Klavitz has those called? No, Rish Eisen?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Ran says, yeah, Rabbi Say, right? What's the Ran's kasha? Then he goes on the Hoffa, but the. Yeah, what's Ran? Before the way Rish Eisen learns Ran, the Pashup Shah and the Pashup Shah, what's Ran asking? He says, how could it be? I read it again. Yehoka Re Behem Meisel Gamri, Veichat Hirenu, Achar Kach, Shita Sabeshet. Yeah?
Why is it Meisel Gamri?
What? Why is it Meisel Gamri? What does he mean? I think what he means is, well, I would say he means, that if you tell me that the whole kit and caboodle is all totally in the kana, the lave, the heart, the liver, and the lungs is command the mouth of the cool dummy, so that means if everything's out of here, yeah, the animal's dead. Right? So Mela, how can you tell me? Yeah, how can you tell me that all that's command the mark Mikula? Yeah? So then, how can you shecht it? Behem meis lagami, echad yer nachach, shik nes
haveshet. He says you shecht all three or any?
What?
He says, you mean, the
Rebbe is
talking about
you can
do all three of them?
You're not doing anything.
Kana is connected to all three of them.
Ran says that if you shecht the kana, and you made a hole in either one of those three, right, it's still kosher. Why? Because one second. Right. It's all tali in the kana. So I think what Ron's saying, if you tell him it's all tali in the kana, and it's all command the kula, I mean, as if it's all not here. So then how can you shech? How can you shech the veshet now? If you say it's as if it's all not here, it means the animal's dead.
Because
it
can't live without a heart.
What?
The same as
it
can't live
without
a heart.
I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Can't live without a kana either.
What?
Can't live without a kana either.
Or a
ventilator. You have a ventilator.
What?
A ventilator.
You can have a fake heart.
Fake heart.
Oh, 1 second. Yeah. Masha Kosa, Eichat Tirenu, this is very short, in God. Masha Kosa, Eichat Tirenu, Shritas Veshet, Abayim, Olay Kfar Mesa, Bukhari Tzayin Laimar, Eich Nitner Lei, Bukhavi Bissimen Echad. Chibin Kfar, Eim Em Chiyas, Eich Yad Achkach, Shritas Veshet. Hine Gam Reitik Shizotz, Ochang Rechman, Umash Mesinai, Basimon Mchol Behemoth, and Achanami. Shocha Khan, Vaitse Rehem Behemoth, Koim Shkita Zavashe, the Mutri. The Daim is Simon Echa. Kimish Yosa Kalchi is Kamoy Oy. The Rosh Yisrael here, Vaitse, says a tremendous Chiddush. Okay? This is really a question, Vaitse, that. This is a question over here. When Shlokar says that the Rehem commanded to knock up at the Kula. Yeah? That's why you put a hole in the Reya. Yeah? Hello, Moshe? Doesn't make a trade. Shlomo, what if you pull out the Reya?
After you shechted it?
You shechted the Kana.
Shechted the Kana.
Pulled out the Reya. Cut the Reya out. Are you allowed to eat the Reya? Huh?
Okay.
Command the monk of the Kula. If we say it's command the monk of the Kula.
Just the guy in the
That's why you can't make a trade. If it's command the monk of the Kula, does that mean you're allowed to eat it? Now, before you shaft the what? Well, it's not going to help. It's not going to help you to finish shafting because once the grass has a menachai, yeah, cut off a leg and then you finish shafting, you can't eat the leg. Called a menachai. The question is, can you eat the lung? Can you eat the lung?
Like I've been being retirement.
But you can't eat menachai either.
So how could you eat this?
That's not what I was saying before, okay? I what I'm saying now.
So why
we'll talk about what I was saying before, not now. Huh? What do you say?
Why should you be able to eat this? Why is it not even
I don't understand. If it's command the monk of
Bet Kula. It doesn't affect the Shkita.
If it's command the monk of Bet Kula. So then, if it's command the monk of Bet Kula, and that's why you can't make it a trade for, so then, if it's as if it's gone, yeah? Yeah. So when you finish shechting, and so what was not? It was gone. How are you allowed to eat it? How are you allowed to eat it afterwards? If it's it was already gone now, you tell me you can't eat it now. If you pull it out, you can't eat it. Okay. But now. So now you finish shechting. So it's as if you pulled it out. So then you should be able to eat the whole animal except the reya. You should never be able to eat the reya.
Why?
Because it was commanded in Malka Bikula. What was matter? What was matter?
You need two
simon. What was matter?
You need two simon.
That won't take out more thieves if you poke it. But it's not actually out of the bema.
It's command the monk of the cooler.
They got
the
thieves.
You need the second simon to be master of the
cooler.
But if it's command the monk of the cooler.
So then you'll
get out of the second sheet. How is the second sheet the master?
It's shechted, but it's not mutter. It's shechted, but it's not mutter. You need the second one to make it mutter.
No, we're saying if you shecht after.
The question is, though, if we say it's command the monk of the kula, then how can the second sheet, the second simon be matter if it's command the monk of the kula? It's gone.
It's not actually in the
command
end.
Command the Mahmoud Kula.
How could the second Simon ever...
That's what we're asking!
That's the question.
Very good. So because it is Kasha, I didn't say we agree. Why? Why are you laughing over here? What?
It's
not just a real question. It's a question. There are many big, fine Jews with long white beards, frocks and Hamburgs, that say, that in Echonami, you pull it out, you're allowed to eat it. Amongst them, the Prima Gadim, which with Kol Klai Yisrael, if anyone learns Shulchan Aruch, you can't learn Shulchan Aruch without Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is same for Eshayisit, the piece right over here, he learns Tran Duran. I wouldn't necessarily agree with him that's Tran Duran. Yeah? But it's not the Prima Gadim. And you know what? You know who else says it? The Maram. Good old Maram. in the piece that I've got to talk about on the Gemara Rosh Lakish, but he also says it on Lamed Gimel. There he says it more beferish. We'll have to see the Gemara. The Maram says like this. When the Gemara says, the Gemara discusses whether or not you're allowed to give a guy is allowed to eat the B'nai Ma'ayim. Okay? The child for a guy, if he cut out the B'nai Ma'ayim while it's still Mefarcheses, he shecht an animal. Very great shechitah. Took out the B'nai Ma'ayim. Right? The question is it considered Eiv Merchai for a guy? That's the sugya in the Hemshuch on the Flamed Gimel. Okay? And Rashi over there discusses the Reya. Gemara says, right? Gemara is done. Okay? You shech. Pull out the B'nai Ma'ayim. Yeah? For a Jew, it's fine. You wait till animal dies, you can eat the B'nai Ma'ayim. But for a guy, who's still Mefarcheses. So the question is it Eiv Merchai? Is it Eiv Merchai? Is the B'nai Ma'ayim Eiv Merchai for a guy?
After
you shecht it to Simon. The animal's jumping around.
Yeah.
Before the animal stops jumping around, yeah, you pull out the B'nai Ma'ayim. Okay? For a guy. Can a guy eat Mefarcheses? No. It's still, it's, what?
The animal's
still jumping. He doesn't jumping. Have shechita. The animal's jumping. I said the animal's
while,
jumping.
While he's eating it, I'm saying?
No. The he animal's jumping already. Around, you cut out the B'nai Ma'ayim.
And then it died.
10 minutes later, it died. 3 seconds later, it died. I don't care.
Okay.
Now, a guy. Does a guy have shechita?
No.
No. If a guy shoots the animal between the eyes and is jumping around and pulls off a leg, can he eat it?
No.
No. Even after the animal dies afterwards. Why? It's called Eiv Merchai. So now, the B'nai Ma'ayim, after a Jew's shechita, can a guy eat it or not? That is the question of the Gemara of the Flamed Gimel. Okay? And the Gemara over there says, Rashi says, we're talking about the Reya. We're talking about the Reya. Here it might be the Gemara Yisrael said before. We're talking about the Reya. Here we say before is good parents. Yeah? We're talking about the Reya. Yeah? Why are we talking about the Reya? Right? Look, I'm giving them an Aleph. Yeah? I'm giving them an Aleph. Divrei Maaseh. L'shmah v'neim zam na'ayvachav v'mameh ma'ayim. Rashi is Mishim Reya. What's the problem? The Havak Misha Yitzhiyu v'merabahema. Boyd v'frachases. We've got another saying, if Rosh Lakish says, yeah, Rosh Lakish says, command the mancha b'dikula, yeah, Zibi took it out, yeah, so Meila, it's Eva Menachai. Yeah, now I have to rethink your, what you said before with great conviction, yeah. Gemara says, if you're Rosh Lakish, command the mancha b'dikula, if you shech the animal, yeah, before it's jumping around, and then you pull out the B'nai Ma'ayim. Then the Gemara said, if you were shlokish, come on the mount of the cool, you should be able to give it to a guy. Why? You didn't cut it out. Yeah? You didn't cut it out. I gave you a case to cut it out. The Gemara is saying, Gemara's handling, come on the mancha. And therefore, you didn't cut it out. It's as if you cut it out. And therefore, it should be usher to give it to a guy. That's what Gemara is handling. So Rashi over there says, that's the Hemshech of our Gemara shlokish, yeah? One second. So Rashi says, talking about the Reya. Yes, obvious Kasha screams, why are we talking about the Reya? Why not the B'nai? I said B'nai Ma'ayim. The Gemara talking about B'nai Ma'ayim. Normally it means a test. Okay, Rashi says somewhere else, I forgot where. Rashi says, the Reya is also part of B'nai Ma'ayim. Wonderful. But the B'nai Ma'ayim is also part of B'nai Ma'ayim, right? Not just the Reya. Yeah? So Meila, why are you only talking about the Reya, not the rest, not the intestines? Yeah. So Derech Agav, right, from this Rashi, the Ram brings the Raya that what? Ever Shlokish is only talking about the Reya, and not the B'nai Ma'ayim. From this Rashi, yeah, Rashi says the Gemara Shaila of giving the B'nai Ma'ayim to the guy after you did a kosher shechita because it's command the mount of the kula. Says Rashi, the Reya, problem is the Reya. The kasha screams, what do you mean B'nai Ma'ayim? What happened to B'nai Ma'ayim? Yeah, says the Ran. What do I see from this Rashi? that the whole sugi was lakish, that he could poke a hole in the lung, that's dafka the lung. But if you shechted the veshet, and he poked a hole in the b'nei ma'ayim, even a shlokish is more than that, it's true. And chal chedusha, the Quran says. We're making things up. This whole thing doesn't make any sense to us. Yeah? Elamai, the Gemara says it's fine. Yeah? But if the Gemara doesn't say it, then it doesn't say it. Yeah. But he said also, we ended the Rashi. Why don't we look in the Rashi? See, if you want something, find something around, don't look around. That's the thing you say this day. Yeah? Oh. Mechain lo hakevloim, shechai b'nei ma'ayim. Pulim beveshet, ain't it nearly. Shein lo noim, el ma'ashem anachom. Chazal said, Rish Lakish said, the chiyas of the reya is tali in the kana. Wonderful. So you shech the kana, you can poke a hole in the reya. Chamina v'ni, hey, mezam and kusi, abnei ma'ayim, mishim reya kamrinon. Hai, the Gemara says, you can, the Gemara handles that according to Rish Lakish, you shouldn't be able to give the b'nei ma'ayim, right? You can't give the b'nei ma'ayim because it's command of mancha. So we see even the b'nei ma'ayim is command of mancha, not just the reya. Says the Rav, no, that's from the reya. B'chein pirish Rashi, from the reya, meaning dafka the reya and not the b'nei ma'ayim. That's what Rashi said. The whole problem with giving the guy the b'nei ma'ayim is only the reya, but with actual b'nei ma'ayim, it's not a problem. Why? Because not command the mancha but the kula. If you cut it out, it's one thing. You didn't cut it out. Not the case, not to cut it out. You stam shechted, let the behemoth die. After you take it to the b'nei ma'ayim, it was already taken out. So you can't give it to the guy. That's the shy of the sugi over there. They can't give it to the guy. For the guy, it's Eiv Menachai. No, just kidding. Doesn't not b'nei ma'ayim, it's dafka the reya. Rashi says the problem is the reya. Why is it only the reya? Why is it the problem with the b'nei ma'ayim? Okay? So, Elamai says the Ran, but that's Rashi. That's only been the Rey, not the Meimai. We had these Rashis very clear. I don't know how to learn our Rashis. Yeah. Now, one second. Let's not lose. I don't lose the flow. So the Maram on that Rashi. Yeah. Tzarchlaim lav dafka naka Rashi Reya. Dafil prushoy. Afa al shavne mayim em mizamnim. The miyad sheshochra veshet gam shavne mayim haba kaman kabedikula. Abayim adayin lemesa b'avikilu aitziu b'nei mayim ma'abayim ba'oida mitfarcheses. Ve'ef shad Rashi milsa psikin nokat the rei haba vada akilu aitziu uha kaid mishemesa. The shum b'heim ein emesa b'shchit is kana b'chud. You just shut the con, the baim is not dead. Right? Avashabre mayim atluim beveshet, loipsikale, kol kaplifam, and baim a mesa. Ach gemar shchit, the shmet one second. Suli habe menachai. Wrong. That's not what I wanted. But anyway, it's a getos anyway. So b'kitzer, let's consolidate it. Yeah, the Ran. Okay, we veered off track for a second. Let's recalculate over here. The Ran brought down a shita that it's not only the reya, it's more than the lev and the cup. Okay, lev and the cup. Right, and also by the Veshet, the B'nei Mai. Okay, two Chedushim. Okay, the Ran argues on both Chedushim. Okay, so since we went with the Rashi and the Gimel, so let's just go there first for now to the Misakem. The Ran says that the Rashi, so the Rashi says that who the Veshet, you caught the Veshet. You caught the veshet. The bnei ma'ayim are not. You can't not trefer. You can't make them trefer. Okay. We said l'chayer Rashi is mashman not like that. But Rashi says that the chiyus of the bnei ma'ayim is holding the veshet, not the kana. It's mashman that whatever we say about the kana, we say about the veshet bnei ma'ayim. Okay. Says the Rashi. No. not true, because Rashi on Lam Gimel and Aleph says not like that. Rashi Lam Gimel says, where is Dan? What's the din of Yerush Lakish? Vishech the Behema, can you eat the Bnei Ma'ayim? Ayat command the Mancha Bekula, so can you eat it? Yeah? So that, the Rashi has a problem with the Reya. It's Mashma. There's no problem with the Beshe, with the Bnei Ma'ayim, the real Bnei Ma'ayim. The only problem is the Reya. What's the problem with the Reya? It's command the Mancha Bekula. So Meila, as if you took it out already, it's Meila, the Eben Lechai for the guy. But the Bnei Ma'ayim itself, you could give the guy. Why? Because it's not commanded man chabidikula. There's no Rish Lakish never said it on that. So Meila, it's not as if you took it out. The Meila's not Eben Lechai for a guy, and he can eat it. Now the behemoth dies. It's still there, and the guy can eat it. That's the Mashmois of Rashi. That's what the Ran says. That's what I hope. It's only by the Reya, not by the Khan the Vesh. The Vesh and the Bnei Ma'ayim. Okay? Now, the Chayra, our Rashi is not like that. The Luli Diviran, yeah? We'd say that our Rashi is not like that. Rashi over there says, Dafka the Reya. Rashi over there says, Dafka the Reya. Why Dafka the Reya? It's only command the Mancha B'Kula on the Reya, not on the Bnei Ma'ayim. On that, the one teretz, we'll see other teretz maybe, one teretz the Maram says, is that because by Shabbat Mayim, yeah, it's in a normal case, when you shech the both simanim, yeah, then it could be dies right away. You shech the both simanim, dies right away. And Mela, there's no svara of, there's shayach, that there's shayach, that there's no command of mancha by the, it's not a gay command of mancha over there, because it dies right away. By the Bnei Ma'ayim. And if Rashi plays it safe and talks about the Reya, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll hear maybe a different shot. Yeah? 1 second. No, he's saying maybe it won't be Mephrachas. In other words, that's no such thing. It's not Mochach. So Rashi gives you a case of a safe case of Reya. Okay. We'll see all the Pshat from Rashi. Okay? But I looked at the wrong. Oh, but negate the first part of the Ran. Okay? Well, the Ran says that how can you say, yeah? How can you say that includes the lave and the kaved? I name is Mesa. So the way the Rosh Yosef learns the Kasha, learns the Ran's Kasha, where'd it go? Is the Rosh Yosef assumes, okay, that back to what we started with before, that and the Maram says it also. I just looked at the wrong one. The Maram says it also that if you cut out the Reya, yeah, after you just shechted the Kana, you can eat the Reya. Huge chiddush, yeah, unbelievable, yeah. Oh, and that's he learns up. That's he wants to learn the Ram again. I would humbly suggest them shan the Ran, but that's the Rosh Yosef learns this in Tehran. How does he read this in Tehran? He says, "Kosh leiran, he is the lay bekave not many tar mesimen echad. Command the mankh with kol dami. Im kei bade meisa kol behem mesimen echad." Hey, they got to shchid the veshet. In other words, he understands Pasha the Ran. The Ran holds, he put whatever Aver we're talking about. Yeah? Well, if it's the Reya, then you pull out the Reya, you can eat it. If it's the heart, pull out the heart and eat it. Eat your heart, as they say. Yeah? Pull out the heart and eat it. Yeah? If it's the liver, pull out the liver and eat it. And that frek the Ran, how could you tell me that Nichlal and Rish Lakish is din? Yes? The Reya, you poke the Reya. It's not going to come change. Because Nichlal, you can pull it out and eat it. Mkain, and that includes the heart. Means you can pull out the heart and eat it. And what? And still Shech? And still Shech the Veshet? He pulled out the heart. Yeah? And you could eat the heart, Zolzai. Yeah? the shechitas hakana was matan achilas heart. Yeah, but now how can you continue shechting? What about the rest of the behemah? How can you continue shechting? One second. How can you continue shechting? How can you continue shechting? Yeah. Because the animal's dead. You pull out its heart, it's dead. Yeah. So Meila, that's who learns around his kasha. So he's putting a sheet into the rock. This chiddush of the Prim Gadol that Nichlan Rosh Lakish, command the Malchus Bikula says that shechting the kana is enough. It's pill also. Yeah, shechting the kana is enough to matter the rain. Unbelievable. Yeah, like oif, he says the guy with the rain. Oh, the ma'isa. You have to look at the Miri. Someone learned the Miri like that. When he's night, he's not right. The Miri Lam the Gimel, you'll see it tomorrow. But there's also a Rajba in the Teres Abayis. In Teres Abayis, Bayis Beis, Shar Gimel, page. Page 58. It's a Chavtes Abayis. What? No, he doesn't answer the question. He says, Beferish, that if he pulled out the Reya, Avada, you can't eat it.
Tarzabayas?
Yeah. Okay, I can't find it right now, but we'll show you. So the fair is not like this.